Thank you for giving me the opportunity to present some of our results here. Water is a major ingredient for life, and it's actually the primary solvent in biological systems. However, the nature of its dynamic and structural properties in deep supercool temperatures is not yet understood. The difficulty arises from the fact that when liquid water is cooled to temperature below the homogeneous nucleation temperature of 233 Kelvin, it freezes. And this freezes is so fast that there is no experimental technique that is able to prop the property of water prior to this freezing. Even in ambient temperatures, water is known to display a wide variety of anomalies, the most common being the density maximum at 4 degrees. Transport properties also are very different from simple liquid behavior, where we clearly see a divergence when you cool liquid water to temperatures below 275 Kelvin. The divergence seems to take place at a temperature of about, mythical temperature of about 228 Kelvin. Several hypotheses have been put forward to explain this apparent divergence. You have the singularity-free hypothesis, stability limit, which is based on a re-entrant of the liquid vapor spinodal into positive pressure in deep supercool temperatures. There is the famous liquid-liquid critical point scenario, which postulates the existence of a critical point in deep supercool temperatures. And then there is the critical point-free hypothesis. The theoretical approaches that have been used are all based on classical molecular dynamics that exploit parameter-dependent force fields. We propose to use Caparanello molecular dynamic Born-Oppenheimer, which is a density functional theory approach. Among the properties we investigate, you have orientational correlation of water molecules, and we have local water, local densities, hydrogen bond. We also look into vibrational spectroscopy. The first result I show you is that the orientational correlation time as a function of temperature, which clearly shows a crossover from a fragile or mod coupling type dynamics at higher temperature to an Arrhenius kind of behavior at lower temperatures. And the crossover temperature is at about -28 degrees Celsius. This result agrees perfectly with measurements on confined water. You can only study water, liquid water, at this temperature when you confine in, for example, silicate pores. Now to investigate what is the nature of density variation as the temperature is being changed, we define local density, which I'm not going into detail of definition, and we monitor the behavior of the concentration of high and low density water as a function of temperature. We find a crossover, which is taking place at the temperature which is exactly that which was found for the dynamic crossover in the previous slide. This has also been seen in measurements which at similar temperatures. Now, what is the nature of the hydrogen bond in as this temperature, as the temperature is lower? We define hydrogen lifetime, using this expression, and we found that as you lower the temperature from ambient room temperature, the hydrogen bond lifetime passes from value of 5 picoseconds to values above 100 picoseconds. So to conclude, CPMDA seemed to capture the major dynamic and structural properties of supercooled water, and we confirmed that there is a crossover from fragile liquid, which is composed of high-density water at high temperature, to strong, low-density liquid below 245 Kelvin. This result seemed to lend support to the liquid-liquid critical point hypothesis. And I have shown that this crossover is accompanied by strengthened hydrogen bond within the low density phase, accounting for a very, very long-lived hydrogen bonds. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, John. Any question for John?
Right. Oh, it's gone. Well, he wanted the slide. Diffusion is on the right. Yes. The vertical unit is 10 to the 5 centimeter per second, centimeter squared per second. That's diffusion constant, yeah, as a function of temperature. No, it is not. It is not. Because of the mode coupling type of dynamic at high temperature, it is not consistent with integer Einstein model, but with a fractional Einstein model. So you need a fractional coefficient. Yeah.
Thank you, John.